This is a moment to reflect on the repentance process as Elder D. Todd Christofferson reminds us of God's mercy.
Because God's love is all-embracing, some speak of it as unconditional. And in their minds, they may project that thought to mean that God's blessings are unconditional and that salvation is unconditional. They're not. Some are wont to say, the Savior loves me just as I am. And that is certainly true. But he cannot take any of us into his kingdom just as we are. For no unclean thing can dwell there or dwell in his presence. Our sins must first be resolved. Professor Hugh Nibley once noted that the kingdom of God cannot endure if it indulges even the smallest sin. Quote, the slightest taint of corruption means that the other world would be neither incorruptible nor eternal. The tiniest flaw in a building, institution, code, or character will inevitably prove fatal in the long run of eternity. End quote. The commandments of God are strict because his kingdom and its citizens can stand only if they consistently reject evil and choose good without exception. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland observed, Jesus clearly understood what many in our modern culture seem to forget, that there is a crucial difference between the commandment to forgive sin, which he had an infinite capacity to do, and the warning against condoning it, which he never did, even once. Despite our present imperfections, however, we can still hope to attain a name and standing, a place in his church and in the celestial world. After making it clear that he cannot excuse or wink at sin, the Lord assures us, nevertheless, he that repents and does the commandments of God shall be forgiven. And as often as my people repent, will I forgive them their trespasses against me. And he hath power given unto him from the Father to redeem them from their sins because of repentance. Therefore he hath sent his angels to declare the tidings of the conditions of repentance, which bringeth unto the power of the Redeemer unto the salvation of their souls. With the condition of repentance, the Lord can extend mercy without robbing justice, and God ceaseth not to be God.
That was an excerpt from Elder D. Todd Christofferson's talk, The Love of God. This is a moment to reflect.